Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. It's time for our community connection today. Sharon Reese is with us here, and she is with the Veterans Connection organization right here in Bartlesville. And Sharon, I remember it was about almost a year ago or so, things started taking off.
You're right, sir. You're correct.
Tell us a little bit about the Veterans Connection, how it got started, and how you're progressing. I know it's been a challenge this year with the COVID.
Yes. Well, we actually was established in 2011 when I was still living in Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. I worked at VA for about 3 years, social work department with the homeless program. And I could only work with veterans that had severe mental illness, and I wanted to work with all veterans. So I resigned and I created a Veteran Connection organization. Then when I transferred to Bartlesville, I decided to go ahead and transfer that here also because there was a need for veteran services in this area. Mm-hmm. We actually had our ribbon cutting February of last year. And yes, it has been a few ups and downs due to COVID, but we were still able to reach out and touch several hundred veterans. Some of them were repeat customers. We actually were able to help veterans get benefits and bring monies back into their home. Our whole objective is to ensure that veterans know what their benefits are when they actually get out of the military.
Sometimes they just don't know. I mean, there's a lot going on. First of all, your life's changing. You're no longer in a uniform and you're saluting everybody.
Correct.
You're back into civilian life, and that's an adjustment on its own sometimes.
Correct. And VA is actually there to help all veterans that went to boot camp or went on to their duty station. Mm-hmm. They can get medical benefits. They could get subsidized for housing with HUD VASH vouchers. I have actually partnered up with Oklahoma Veteran Alliance. They called VCO in February around the 9th and asked if we would like to partner and be the rally point for veterans here in this area.
Cool.
They only have two in Oklahoma. One's in Ada, and then the other one, of course, will be in Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. So it's exciting to be able to be a part of them. They do fall up under 211 and social services for veteran families from out of Tassa.
Now, I know that we're going to get a veterans clinic here.
Yes, sir.
Is this something that you'll be working with, too, in some form of a partnership?
Actually, no. But hopefully they'll be able to promote VCO with services that they might not offer at that small clinic, because that will be a small clinic that only have 10 departments there. But hopefully we will be able to partner with veterans that's needing additional stuff other than medicine.
Oh, so they can reference people coming there to you.
Correct.
Now you're at Tri-County Tech. Is that where you're at?
Right. I'm at the Strategy Building.
Sweet.
Yes.
Easy to find. Nice, spacious parking lot.
Right. And they have been so accommodating. We get to utilize the whole facility. We're in the process of building a transitional media center for veterans that need to do resume building and search for jobs. They have one in the conference room that will be able to set up laptops for veterans to use and also check out when they need to take a laptop home.
That is really nice. You know, you come out of a military service, sometimes you're in for 4 or 20, and and coming out, you know, you're back to civilian, and it's completely different than what you'd been ingrained with for so long. And that resume is usually one of the first things that you got to look at.
Correct.
And it's usually something that is going to be the first thing a potential employer will look at.
Correct.
Too.
Correct. And I have so much experience with the federal government, and a lot of people don't know that the federal government was actually set up for veterans that was returning back from any service for they could be able to get employment.
I'll be there.
So we'll be able to specialize with that federal employment application and help them streamline and add additional veteran paperwork that could go along with it to where they're moved to the head of the line for employment opportunities.
I think it's important that we tell all vets that this is not a scary proposition. Basically, you're going to answer a lot of questions. You're going to put a lot of people at ease. Because, you know, everyone's got questions about something. But if you're a veteran, your questions are rather unique and specialized. And Sharon, you and your team, you're the specialist.
Yes. I actually became a veteran service officer through American Legion back in 2015.
Wow.
I'm part of American Legion out of Ramona, 334 over there. But we are just here to assist. The services are free. And we could help and assist with housing, medical, because some people don't even know that they could just put in an easy form 10, 10 easy form and just be able to enroll right into the VA system.
Wow.
But we have to take that initial step to do that. We can't call VA. We have to put that paperwork in or go over there in person. Trying to call and ask them to call you back is not how it works. You actually have to apply for services in medical stuff, and that's done on the form 10 easy form.
Walk right in, bring your paperwork, as they say, and let's get started. And once you get started, then it's easier to navigate, much easier.
And we will walk hand in hand with you until you're completely done and complete and in the VA system. We don't just help you that one time. You might have to come back several times because VA is the one to send paperwork out. Can you correct? Can you add? And we'll just help through the whole process until they're totally satisfied with their services.
Just remember, if you're a veteran, you're not alone.
That's right.
You got plenty of veterans who might have the same questions, and Sharon is there to help you out. And I tell you what, you walk in, you know that help is just a smile away.
And we're there Monday through Thursday from 11 to 2 by appointments, but you could walk in any time between 9 and 2, and if there's no one there, you'll actually just be seen. Mm-hmm. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and by appointment only on Friday.
That is so nice. And now, do you have a website or a Facebook page where people could maybe take a look-see before they come in?
Yes, we sure do. Our web page is www.vcobeville.com, and our Facebook page is VCOBeville also.
There you go. There you go. Now, you're kind of busy because if I'm not mistaken, you kind of get out and about a little bit and promote.
Yes, sir.
And remind people.
Yes, sir.
So you got any stops along the way besides the radio station?
Yes.
I imagine you got, now that it's warm, you're going to be all over the place.
Right. We are on schedule to speak at DAR. And then we're also on schedule to speak at Tulsa Gilchrist Police Department to talk about our services and actually sit there on one Friday every other month to help any a city employee that wants services. So we're available to come to your facility if you have several veterans that can't leave the building and they've been tested for COVID, of course. We'll be able to come and sit there on your premises to assist.
Very good. So you're mobile too?
We are mobile. We've actually have partnered up with Agape and also Mary Martha, but due to COVID restrictions, we can't go in the building yet to assist, but we are on schedule as soon as this, you know, subside to be able to go there and sit there and assist veterans that actually don't have transportation with those two entities.
Wow. That's amazing. So you're reaching out and touching folks all over as far as to get the word out. And of course, like you say, help is just a call away, maybe just a knock on the door.
Yes, and we're always available. Our phone number is 405-323-6139, and we will assist and also lead you to a person that can assist you even if VCO cannot assist you.
Now, before you came in, you know, I was kind of kidding around a little bit. I said, you know, my Susie was in the Army for 4 years. I found out you were in the Navy. You hitched a ride. You got something to ride on.
Yes, sir. I was active duty for 20 years in the Navy, and I had told him that even if you just spend a day in the military, you're still just part of that community. So we're just even to help people that did a day or did 20 years or just 2 years. We still can just help all veterans.
That's the key right there. That is the key. You know, you don't have to worry about, you know, certain dates, this and that, whatever. We'll work that out with the paperwork when you come in.
And please, when you do come, bring some kind of paperwork that tells us that you are a veteran, your DD-214 or your VA card. You could just be starting new services or you could be updating your current stuff that you have with VA. But I do need some paperwork that at least let VCO know that you are a veteran.
That DD-214 is kind of like your international passport. That tells everybody, yes, I did serve.
Yes, sir.
And every veteran I know keeps that close by because you never know when you're going to need it.
That's true.
So you got to keep that one close to the vest.
And that is a sheet of paper that does have to be sent along with your paperwork that you do at our office for proof.
Very good. So bring that with you. Don't forget it because it's going to be instrumental in getting you going in a lot quicker.
Correct.
So
correct.
There you go. Now, when you came here, maybe looking for a place to set up, was Tri-County Tech your first first look, or were you looking all over the place?
No, actually, I had ran into Mr. Greenwood, had told me that they had some space out there. So that was one of the first places I went, and they were able to accommodate me, yeah.
You know, that is so nice, because you didn't have to go knocking around on the doors and saying, hey. I mean, you got this beautiful place. It's easy to find, and it's on a very, you know, busy thoroughfare, so that, you know, you can get there pretty easily. Man, location, location, location.
Right. And the staff out there is fantastic.
Aren't
Tara
they?
And Rick, the rest of the staff at the Strategy Center, they're awesome. They do have space available, so please come. They are willing to help and assist, and it's very accommodating.
Very good. You know, this is really something fantastic for the veterans who might be, I think I know a little bit of the psychology. You're a soldier, you do for yourself.
That's right. That's right.
And when you come home, you feel like, well, if I have to ask for help, what kind of soldier am I? Well,
right.
Don't worry about that. Right. Your mode of operation has changed.
Correct. So, and by working at VA, we did run into several veterans that just didn't want the help. But we're not there to intimidate. We're there to assist and help you get what you deserve from VA, to assist you with additional cash that could be used in your house. It's not a place where you will feel uncomfortable. I am one of you. I'm also a disabled veteran myself. Mm-hmm. And we're just teammates. And you're my military brother and sister, and I'm just here to assist you.
Nobody's going to judge you. No, nobody's got time to judge you. All we're going to do is help. That's all we're going to do is help.
Yeah, and we are there to assist with any need, and we also assist family members.
Mm-hmm.
We have scholarships, the Joe Allen Lowe Scholarships.
That's right.
We have four of those, $4,000, and it is to assist anyone that is going to a school like Tri-County Tech or Tech School.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited to be able to partner up with them. And then we have a track scholarship, the Orlene Sutton Track Scholarship. She was a Hall of Famer in 2018. So we also have a track scholarship for anyone that is going to a school on a track scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
So those are available in 2021. So please look at our website, www.vcobeville.com. Those scholarships is on the resource page. So please apply.
Sharon, I want to thank you for coming in. Doggone it. Don't be a stranger either, okay?
I sure want, and thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You know, it's one of those things where she says, have we met before? I said, yeah, but there were a lot of people, and we were coming and going. And it's nice to really have a full conversation with you and find out so much more about Veterans Connection Organization. You can find them at Tri-County at the Strategy Center.
Correct.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.